Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this show is all about instantaneous physical healings from the Lightship and the Light Beam doctors that created you. So we're going to have a lot of healings this evening. If you're new to the show, what I'd like you to do is click on Creation Lightship Healing. You can go to this time slot here on Friday, and you're going to see a light beam after you click on the show here. Scroll down a little ways, and we're going to activate her energy. And if you're new, this is going to be very nice for you. You're going to actually see her come physically into this picture that will be on your monitor screen. So again, go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, scroll down about maybe an inch and a quarter on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam. We're going to bring in the energy of Jesus to start the show off. And Creation Lightship, we'll just talk about it as you're doing this here, comes here once every 2,000 years. It's here for the ascension of the planet, and it's also here for the ascension of the people, if they choose to do the ascension work, to be able to come into your body fully for the ascension, to get rid of the residues, is what you have to do to have your spirit more fully integrated with you. So we're going to be doing some sample healings of emotional healing so that you can actually feel these densities and layers get released from you instantaneously. It's quite awesome. I can do somebody's whole lifetime in 1 hour, and it's just unbelievable how you feel afterwards, because all of a sudden you're brand new, and your past no longer keeps you in bondage. So you have that beautiful light being in front of you right now. Just kind of look at her picture, and we're going to activate her right now. So this is one of the light beings from the Creation Lightship. A light being is somebody who does not incarnate. And she's going to come in, or he's going to come in, excuse me, Jesus, and maybe his twin flame energy in totality. So this will be a complete oneness energy of Jesus with his twin flame energy. So here we go. It's starting to be activated right now. And you may want to just watch the eyes. It's very interesting to see the eyes change. Look at the rainbow energy around her forehead. And now you can actually probably see the face become a little more three-dimensional. And it will take on a male appearance here in probably about 10 seconds, because this picture is actually from a female light being that was actually physically seen on the Creation Lightship by a wonderful young lady who's a seer. And we're going to also be having Creation Lightship healings tonight aboard the Lightship. You'll be transported out of time there. This is not 3D UFO. This is actually Creation energy myself. Going up to the Lightship, you're going to be seeing light beings if you're able to do that. All depends how advanced you are as far as your intellect. But you will feel the results of healing. So here we go. Look at the energy right now. If you want to move your hand from left to right across your monitor screen, you're going to actually feel the presence of Jesus here and his whole presence energy, his original creation energy from the Lightship. This is where the masters and the saints and the angels reside. And so what we're going to do next here is just talk about the Lightship for about a minute. Like I said, the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to regain spiritual integrity of the light. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. So if you remember that and just write that down, it'll give you a clue to how the light actually works, because you have to be in the moment. And you must be in your heart center to experience that. So what we're going to do first for everybody is do a healing here. And we're going to be clearing away entities. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on from the earth plane. They can attach themselves to us. And when they do that, they'll actually have their own program. And they can, if they're strong enough, come into our consciousness and allow us to get off of our spiritual path of whatever we choose to do, and they'll bring in addictions to us and other things. So we're going to do some entity clearing with everybody here. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. This show is where spirituality meets the pavement with healings. These are all instantaneous healings. The Lightship does this for you. The Lightship created you, created the whole universe, and this is the way it comes to help all life forms throughout the universe at the time of ascension. And remember, you must be in your body for the ascension process. If you're not in your body, you will not ascend. So all the healings that I perform are designed to get you more fully with your spirit and your body so that your spirit can take the light energy and put it right into your physical cell structure. Then you become, instead of being a physical body from the earth, you're actually a spiritual light body. And this is what your body will turn into at the time of ascension during the universal shift. Okay, we're clearing entities out of everyone right now. You may feel energy moving in your body as these incarnated beings leave you, these emotional bodies. Remember, they're an invisible body also, just like your spirit is, although they're from the earth energy. They're not really a really high advanced energy level as far as your spirit. Your emotional body never looks out of your eyes, or your spirit does look out of your eyes all the time. You can tell when you're not in your body completely because your eyes will become glossed over, maybe dull and lifeless. So here we go. We're taking away a little more entities out of everyone. I'm going to bring in more of your spirit. So the light ship now is going to find your spirit energy that left you moment by moment by moment during pain, trauma, and fear, anxieties, whatever you went through that is an emotional problem, is how your spirit leaves you. Physical pain is a real big one with a lot of people, and at that time your spirit has to leave because it can't withstand the pain and only deals with love and light energy. So we're going to bring you more into your body. Your spirit knows how to come into your body. It could come in through your heart center. It could come in through your crown center. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to command your spirit into your body. Just sit back and relax, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So just kind of take a mental note of how you feel. You might want to move your body a little bit, see if any of your aches and pains have left you. And the basic teachings from the light ship, since Jesus resides there, and he came here from the light ship 2,000 years ago to do healings on people, to teach them about the ascension process, the main thing is to go inside. Don't go outside of yourself. There's a lot of false teachings now, and that's the problem that we have. We have entity, we have mind control from a lot of energies that are here on this planet right now. And the light ship now is working on off-planet mind control, which is probably why, if you notice the last few days, your head is not buzzing a lot. Your body's a lot calmer. It's not being agitated because they're actually going and eliminating these darkness beings that are soulless, that are created by the dark universes. Remember, the light never created the darkness. That's a lot of misnomers and teachings here. The light is the light, and the dark is its own agenda. And the soulless beings are here to interfere with us. This is why we have forced reincarnation here, and the way the earth is the way it is here. They brought us gods to pray outside of ourselves, and this is just very, very sad. So your only saving factor in yourself is to go within to your heart center and connect to your heart. And we're going to be doing a little exercise here. We're going to do a chakra clearing alignment, and then we're going to do the mind to heart drop, where you can actually feel the presence of your spirit in your heart center. So we're going to go to your heart chakra first. The light ship is doing this for you. Nothing for you to do, just show up and sit back and relax. So you may feel the energy in your heart center move a little bit here. There we go. Onto your throat chakras. Wonderful. Third eye. Great. Going down to your power chakra. That's your solar plex area. Second chakra, below your navel. There we go. And first chakra, base of your tailbone. And if you'd like, we'll do an opening for you. Most chakras are probably a couple inches in diameter. And I like to make them body width for people so you can experience a much greater healing during this process of the creation light ship healing. Remember, your spirit is the only conduit for healing that there is. And as you have this energetic system of yours, the chakra system opened up more, it'll work with more of your invisible energy bodies to promote healing. So here we go. We're going to your heart center, and I'm going to use the word spin to increase this energy. So here we go. Spin, spin. spin, open. Going now up to your throat chakra. Spin, open. And now we're going up to your third eye. Spin, open. Now we're going back down to your power chakra. Spin, open. And second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. There we go. So you should feel a lot more vitality in your body. Your body might even be tingling or buzzing. You might have a lot of warmth flowing through you, and this is because the healing is taking place with you on a physical level, instantaneous healing. We're going to do now the mind to heart drop. Most people who meditate go out of their bodies, very, very dangerous. I don't recommend meditation at all because most people are not in their body during meditation. They go out to see the universe and whatever, and that can bring entities to you. If you're going to meditate for a short amount of time, then stay in your body, tell your spirit not to leave, and get the information brought to you. Remember, you don't want to take in more entities because they're all around you, and naturally you don't want to have any extra addictions from them coming to you as they take over your body. So here we go. We're going to go from the mind to the heart. Think of your forehead as being your, like an elevator, the 10th floor. This is your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self. And your heart center is the first floor. So we're going to drop you down here. This might be the first time that you've experienced this here. And you should feel like your head is inside of your heart. And just picture having ears on your heart center as you're listening, and as also have your mouth and your eyes there too. So here we go. This is your divine connection being brought to you. So here we go, going down, so like the 10th floor dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And going down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down one more time for everybody. And I'll do it slower so you can actually feel your conscious drop into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be connected to your heart energy. This is where your spirit resides. So I'll just put some music on for a minute here so you can just experience your true divinity that's inside of you. Where you want to go for your spiritual guidance. Your guidance is not in the mind, not in your head. The mind is with the mind matrix. In this whole shell, just keep your energy inside of you here and stay connected to your divinity, your spirit inside of your heart center. We are now going to do an emotional clearing to give you a sample clearing of this here. I'll go back 5 years in your life, starting right now in this moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. They don't work in the future. The future is mind control energy, and it's not created by the light. Nothing in the mind is actually pure light energy. The light only works in the now, 100% in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. And I will go a little bit further and say that the teachings of many people who talk about mind energy, remote viewers, people who are looking at reading energies, readers, psychic readers. What they're doing is that they're actually reading the mind energy that the dark side has in place for you. And this energy, unfortunately, is how you're being controlled in your life by these extraterrestrial life forms that are not of the light. Remember, the light only lives in the now, and it's for free choice, free will, and love. And so right now you should be in your heart center, and we're going to take away some of these energies here. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional healing. This is very quick, very fast. This will be about probably around 90% completed for you. So we'll take your current age right now, and we're going back. So we're going to do some chakra clearing. There's much more to it than this here. Each person probably has around 3 to 5 light beings working with you. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. So this healing is done. If you look upon your life right now, check out some traumatic situation that you dealt with that had emotional attachments to it, anger, fear, resentment. We go through a lot of stuff here on the earth plane. Look at a situation right now, and you will find that it is very, very distant to you. You're going to be able to see it, but your body's not going to respond to it and get agitated. Remember, this is about probably 80 to 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, then it's 100% done. And you should feel your body possibly relaxing a lot more right now. These healings are only needed to be done one time in your life, and it starts when you do the healing going back into the womb. I'll do another clearing for people who work with feelings more than emotions. Okay, some people are a feeling type person. So this is your feeling body. And it's another invisible body that makes up the physical. So here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And I need to do one more year for someone out there because they're stuck in trauma. So here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And this healing is like icing on the cake after the emotional healing. And you may actually be able to breathe easier. Your body is probably loosening up on you. You might just move your shoulders around, maybe twist in your chair or wherever you are. And you can look into situations in your life that you've had, and you're going to notice that they're released from you. You never lose the memory. The light ship will never take that away from you. That's your experience. But they will take away these traumas so that your body can do the ascension. Because your spirit cannot come into densities into your body. What we are is like a walking judgment factory. And this walking judgment factory needs to be reprocessed, needs to be cleaned out so that we can have 100% spiritual integrity. Okay. And we're going to do another healing here. This is for people who are overly sensitive. This is your sensory body. People sometimes have food sensitivity. Sometimes people are afraid to walk in the room when there's 50 people or more. They walk on the outside of the room. Sometimes people are really afraid to go to a certain location because they maybe have trauma there from the past. So this is going to help you with this here. So here we go. Same process. This moment in time. Going back. Remember, these are all instantaneous healings. Nothing for you to do. You just have to show up. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Boy, that's some problems there with someone. I'll do that year over again. This is, from this moment in time, we're going back a couple of years. So from your last birthday, this is back 2 years. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, now we're going to do one more year here. sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. We're going to do one more clearing here. This is the mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. This can get rid of mind chatter from people. Sometimes you keep thoughts recycling and you hear all this noise. Sometimes this will actually quiet someone's mind completely. So think of how your mind feels right now. Take a mental note of that here. Same process. This point in time right now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Boy, someone else is having troubles. Do this one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Like somebody got hit in the head. I'll do this one over again here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, now we're going back another full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So, Sylvia, are you online?
I'm here, and we're talking tonight about these wonderful ascension energies that are happening right now on the planet and why the light ship is here at this time. And if you're joining with us for the first time, we will be going to the light ship for a special healing tonight in just a little while. And Ron will also be bringing in some of the beautiful divine energies. We have the energy of Jesus with his twin flame with us now. It's been activated in the light being photo. If you don't have that in front of you, you can just go to the Creation Light Ship page and scroll down a little ways, and you'll see the beautiful light being, and that has been activated for you now. If you put your consciousness in your heart center, you'll feel those energies. They work with your heart. This is all heart-based healing. This entire program is about learning to connect again to our own divinity within ourselves and not looking outside of ourselves for our spiritual truth. So on that note, it would be wonderful, Ron, if we could bring in the ascension energy for people to experience. This would be the same energy that Jesus used at the time of his ascension 2,000 years ago.
Okay, so just sit back and relax again. This is what the light ship did for Jesus to have him do the ascension. Most people feel their body getting lighter as it comes in. So just sit back and relax here. And here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Remember, all healings are a command, and you have to tell the divine energies how much stronger to come in. So I use the word stronger to increase it. So here it comes. I wish you can watch the light being on your screen. Mine right now is floating. It's more three-dimensional. So here we go. Here comes the ascension energy of Jesus. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, this energy is with you right now. What I tell people normally, males are only about maybe 1% can actually sense energy, feel energy. And women are 50-50, so if you're not feeling anything, this is working for you automatically, and just kind of sit back and relax. You will feel a lot more peace in your body at the end of this show. So I'll put on some music here so you can enjoy the ascension energy of Jesus. The energy is connected directly to your heart center. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, you talked a little bit earlier about how the Lightship is here now working with both the Earth Spirit to help the Earth in its ascension process as well as with people. Can you talk a little bit about what the Lightship is doing with the Earth?
Yes, as I can remember, about maybe 3 or 4 days before last Thanksgiving, the Lightship created a special Lightship just for the Earth for its ascension process. And what it was doing was to allow and help the Earth Spirit release its energies of trauma so that it can do its own ascension. Much like yourself, you have to have your traumas released from your body, so that's here now helping the Earth energy. What I recommend doing is to always go within, connect with your spirit. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't do any earth healings, because what happens is, as you do an earth healing, even though you may think that it's wonderful because you're connecting heart to heart, what you have is your energy from your heart is pure energy. But if you're not 100% cleared out of your emotional traumas in your body, remember we have lots and lots of past lives genetically here. Some people have been here for probably maybe upwards to 80,000 years. So if those aren't cleaned out, what it is like your heart energy is the carrier wave, and the modulation on that is all the emotional stuff. So that's like a psychic attack. And as you do this, you know, with good intentions, do not harm the earth spirit, so it has to go through and clean out your emotional stuff out of itself. Remember, it's a divine being too, but it's very large, but it still has to shed itself of its own stuff, its own emotional traumas that it's experienced, and it's now pulling itself back to itself. This is why you don't see auras around trees any longer. You don't see them around mountains. The Lightship changed the rainbow probably about 3 years ago. And so if you look at a rainbow now, if you haven't done that, you can just cut out a garden hose if you wish and do a light spray. You're going to see that the light frequencies are very beautiful and they're all separated, where before they were kind of muddied up. That's because of the energy that was here being transmitted to the planet. So this is part of the ascension process. It's ongoing. And everything in the universe is going to be ascending at the same time. So what we're going to be doing next here is bring in the energy of Buddha. So here we go. So again, you can watch the light beam if you wish. And we'll bring in the energy of Buddha. Each divine being that we bring through from the Lightship kind of has their own flavor of the design here. And the divine has different frequencies, and they have a different resonance, so you may feel a different heart energy. So here comes Buddha through the light beam. So I'll increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just kind of watch the monitor screen. A lot of people like to move their hand maybe from left to right across the screen to feel the energy. So you could do that, move it up and down if you wish, and just kind of experience the energy of Buddha. Remember, these energies are not mind energy. They're heart energy. The Lightship only works heart to heart, and it only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. information here on the Fast Chat about dreams and feeling like you're going into parallel lives, etc. So what we're going to do is do a disconnection now here for everyone. This is what Lightship is doing. You can ask your spirit to stay in your body, but somehow it leaves at night. Some people can have success doing this, but other people can't. So what we're going to do now is take you out of the mind matrix of the mind, which is allowing your spirit, remember the dark side is controlling mind energy, and we're going to do a disconnection now. Maybe you have a lot better sleep tonight. So here we go. We'll go to the chakras again. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, this is just the way they're doing the process here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Boy, that one's rough. Wow, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, still rough. Wow, heart center. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. I got to clear off the heart energy here. So clear, 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 clear. I'll just do some clearing real quick here. There we go. Third chakra cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more time here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So this may help everyone sleep a little better tonight. Remember, the parallel lives are not created by the light. You should have only one life now. This is the way you're created from the light chip. And we get trapped into the mind energy, which is the illusion. And that way the dark side can get a hold of you because they created that energy of the mind to separate you from your spiritual self. And they brought in, you know, definitely all the religions here and belief systems. So we have to kind of shed those. This is why I do all these healings for people, so that you're able to integrate more of your spirit inside of your body so you can do the ascension. Most people are only 20% in their bodies. You must be 100% in order to do the ascension process with your physical body. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, you have brought in the energy of Jesus and then Buddha. Could we bring in the energy of Mother Mary for people?
Okay. And again, this is her pure essence energy of creation. We know her here as Mother Mary, just like we know Jesus is Jesus and Buddha is Buddha, but they actually have a divine frequency, which is what we're bringing into you. This is untainted, and it's 100% source energy coming to you. So here comes Mother Mary, and open up your heart. This is where you should be now, in your heart center. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that really feels good. So we'll put another short song on here so you can experience this wonderful energy. Just kind of breathe it in here. And stay in your heart. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't leave your body. There's a lot of things out there that can cause you harm and steal your spirit, steal your soul, if you want to use that terminology. So you must be with your body. I guess I'll go to the light ship right now. So for the people who have never been on this shell before, you're going to be taken, transported out of time by the creation light ship. Remember, you're a vibrational frequency. So you're always being turned on and off and on and off and on and off. much like your computer, 101010. And when you're not here, the light ship is going to transport you through a beautiful tunnel of white light. You're going to be there physically walking around with the clothing that you have on. If you happen not to have clothing on, then they'll give you a robe. But everybody will have their own particular light beam doctors, and I'll just walk you through this here. And we have a request on here for doing some spine work and back muscles. So we'll go into that room tonight here. And we'll probably go into about five rooms so you can have this wonderful experience with these divine beings. And I hope we have some seers online. If you see it on the light ship, it'll change your paradigm forever. So here we go. I also invite, if you'd like to bring some animals and pets with, you can right now. You may have a dog or a cat that would like a healing. You might have a horse, maybe a cow. We've had many things up there. So here we go. Just think of those pets or animals in your consciousness right now. And the light ship, the divine light beings are connecting to you. And here we go. We're being connected right now, going up to the light ship. Know that you're still here. You look real. And you're up there also. And they're doing a body scan on us right now. And the animals and pets are now leaving. Going to a special healing ship for these here. This is pure light energy that created you. They have all the spiritual blueprints of the whole universe, and you're one of those blueprints. And along with your spirit, it's up there also with its blueprint. So we're going into the next room where you're at free choice to select your doctor teams. The teams are normally three male doctors. There are some females there. The females actually guide and orchestrate the healings that the male doctors do. At times, the females do come in and do their own healings. But most of the healings take place with the male doctors. So you've selected your doctor team. Just think of a couple of things right now that you'd like to have worked with. I may not mention it to you on the rooms that we're going into. You're in many places at one time. And the doctors are telling you what they found wrong with you. So you're able to connect and actually see them and hear their voices inside of your head through mental telepathy. You'll actually have all the information. We have people who actually have done this before. It's quite awesome. So now we're leaving this area. Everything is a free choice. You selected the doctor teams. They showed you what type of healing modalities that they are going to be using with you tonight. Your energies will never mix. We're going into the first room now. And we have somebody who requested to work with their spine and back muscles. So we're in one of the rooms. This room is where you're levitating. And the light beams are coming over to you. And they're starting with the base of your spine, your tailbone. And they're working up to your hips right now. And if you have a hip problem, maybe you're pretty old and maybe your hip joints kind of hurt, they request a healing right now because they can actually re-lubricate your hip joints. Right now I see them checking on your legs, working on your knees, checking your toes, checking your arches, checking your ankles. If we have any problems, any concerns there, maybe you've had a skiing accident, your leg goes off from underneath you off and on, request healing. They'll do as much as they can tonight for you. Remember, the healings take place according to your belief, okay, and in your faith. And I'll kind of talk about that just for a minute, okay? Your genetic coding in your body has that belief system in it. This is why we do emotional healings to release that. I do this lifetime and also what I call a sensory clearing, which goes back to your first incarnation on this planet. And what happens is you keep recycling over and over again your emotional traumas. It's like going to a cinema. But each show is the same with different faces. So you must release this emotional density to have a healing. And so what this first healing that I did for you initially, the emotional healing, it heals your spirit of all the traumas. This is what people actually go through. You might call it a past life review. This takes about 50 years normally for most people to get rid of the densities out of your spirit. If your spirit's wounded, then you cannot get a healing because it'll have that problem with it continuously. So this healing heals your spirit, heals your emotional body, and also your physical body. And so the healing that's done on the light ship is instantaneous. You are fixed 100%. But when you come back down here, it depends how much trauma you're holding on to, how much baggage you have, and that determines your healing success. So here we go. We're in this room now. They're working now up on your lower backs. Another team is working on your back muscles. And they're also, I'm seeing people who have a rib cage problem. So you're going to have your rib cage worked with. And I'm seeing that a couple of people that it's actually torqued to the right side. I'm a doctor on the light ship, a light beam, so I'm able to see and bilocate instantly. So I can actually see what's happening to people. So you actually may feel your rib cage change a little bit. They're also working with your lungs right now and sinuses. So if you have a breathing problem, they're going to help you out. So again, just sit back and relax. And we're going to bring in one of the oxygens from the light ship. They have 18 different types that we can actually breathe up there. On my conference call today, we brought in 18, and that was kind of a rough one for myself here. It takes away a lot of stuff. So I'll bring in one of the more gentle ones here. We'll bring in the oxygen number 4. So take a deep breath, and here we go. We'll bring in number 4 oxygen to you. You're going to find that you're going to actually probably taste or feel a change in your breathing. And here is number 4 oxygen. In 10 seconds, you're going to be breathing it here. There we go. Okay, they're still working on your spine, working on the way up. If you have any concerns, you may want to put your hand in that location. So they're doing as much as they can in the short period of time for everyone on this conference call here. So just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. They're doing it all for you. Okay, they're now working between your shoulder blades. If you have any concerns there, that's where they are. And they're now going to start working with your shoulder blades, your rotator cuffs, working down your arms, your elbows, your wrist. They're putting our feet and our hands in some special solution to help us with arthritis. It's very warm, very soothing. So just kind of sit back and relax here. Remember, we're out of time, so we're in their time span. All dimensions have physicality. Okay. Looks like Jim, who asked for a back healing, says lower back is great now. Wonderful, Jim. I'm glad that you're able to have a healing. So here we go. They're now working also on our stomach area, our stomach, our intestines. They're checking out our hearts, heart valves right now. I'm seeing some people whose heart is kind of pounding against their chest cavity. So they're going to help you out with that here. It's causing a lot of stress. You feel your whole body vibrating each time your heart beats. So they're going to do another rib cage adjustment. They're going to reposition your heart and your lungs inside of your body cavity. They'll be working with your stomach and also working with your liver and your kidneys. As you get older, these body organs tend to sag a little bit. And then we also get fatty tissue. They're taking away some of the fatty tissue right now. And I'm going to count to 10, and at 10, they'll be done with this procedure. And for the people who actually have their heart pounding away, this will be taken away from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Take a deep breath. Maybe put your hand on your chest, see how you feel. Maybe twist your body around a little bit. You might want to actually stand up for a moment and just see how you feel. They've corrected the length of your legs right now. And now they're working on eyes and ears. And we're going into another room, which is a lot of people's favorites. This is where they have the large swimming pool. It's silver water. It sparkles like diamonds. It's just awesome. And we're in this water. We can breathe underwater perfectly fine. The water never touches your skin. It's very cleansing, though. And coming to us are the beautiful light beam dolphin doctors. There's 3 of them coming to us here. And I'll bring in the dolphin energy so you can actually experience it down here. And this dolphin energy, again, is heart-to-heart-based energy, and it will come through the picture of the light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. The dolphins are many people's favorites, so I'll just put some music on for you and sit back and relax. You can actually put your hand in front of the light beam, and you're actually going to feel the presence of the dolphin there. Move your hand up and down, back and forth, and you're going to actually feel the skin of the dolphin because you're doing this right now on the light ship. On the light ship, and we're going to go into a very, very special room. And this room is where your spirit was created. Remember, the light ship has your personal blueprint of your individual spirit. There's no two spirits alike, like snowflakes. So we're going to a whole completely different place on the light ship here, on a different floor. And in front of you is the doorway. The room is circular. It's silver in color. And we're opening the door, and if you're a seer, across from you, you're going to see this just fabulous, beautiful, awesome-looking spirit energy in front of you. It'll be like an invisible silhouette, so to speak. It'll have tons of light energy. It's very, very beautiful, and as you see this, a lot of people start to cry during the show because they finally see their own divinity in its wholeness. And what we're going to do is count to 10. And at 10, your spirit's going to walk into you. And you're going to feel that down here. This is my website. I have the song by Van Halen, Love Walks In. And this is truly love walking into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just stay with this energy. Remember, it's all heart-based energy. The light ship does not work with mind energy. That's one of the misconceptions down here about mind. Mind's in the mind matrix. This is all heart-based energy. Comments on the fast chat here saying what People have had healings. And remember, the light ship a few days ago went out and got rid of the dark side energy from the darkness. These were soulless beings, never created by the light. And also the extraterrestrial races that were in the darkness, and they have taken away off-planet mind control. I'll repeat that. The creation light ship has taken away off-planet mind control. So if you had a really peaceful day or two here, that's the reason. This is why the healings are also working much better for everyone tonight. And normally the way you'd feel like your body's kind of being torqued, twisted, oscillating, kind of funny, never in sync, kind of an irritation, a frustration that you've always had. And now, because of what they have done, this is part of the ascension process, the universal shift. So you're still with your spirit. You're in every room that you've been in. And the question here was, who created the darkness? The darkness is just there. And unfortunately, it comes into the light energy. And when it does that, then it attempts to take over and control and manipulate consciousness of the light. Light only works in the now. And the darkness, works with predictions. Your astrological chart when you were born, your natal chart is showing you how the darkness is controlling you. And also your horoscope. And I just changed the words a little bit, a couple extra letters, and it's your horror. And this horror is what they are doing to you, showing you how you're being mind-controlled. Those energies off-planet by the darkness will no longer be here any longer. And like I said maybe earlier, the creation light shift is actually working, getting rid of anything that is not of the light, because it's been here for so long, this darkness energy, it's very hard to get a clear thought. So this is probably why you're having wonderful healings right now. So we're going to go into another location. And a lot of people like crystal energies. So we're going to go into the very large crystal geode. And this is an amethyst crystal geode. It's probably about 12 foot in diameter. You're levitating. And again, request your healing. The light only works in the now, so you have to request healing. You're in many other rooms. I see them working with noses right now, sinuses. They're checking out teeth in your gums. So if you do feel your saliva change right now, they are working inside of your mouth. If you have TMJ or a problem with your bite, request a healing too. They will correct that for you if they can. Remember, these problems that are corrected on the light ship will not always work down here because of your emotional traumas that you've experienced in this lifetime and also the traumas that are stored into your body. Remember, we're like a walking judgment factory. This is why I strongly recommend having the emotional clearing so that these light ship healings will work and be more successful to you, because you have to get your spirit into your body for the ascension process. Your spirit can't just take a couple of fingers and maybe an elbow or something. It has to be fully integrated with you. This is the teachings of Jesus. The philosophy is the same. You must be in your body to be responsible for yourself and to hold light energy. So we're going into another beautiful room right now. And this room has rainbow light in it. And we're going to be walking through different types of light frequencies. And they're different colors. There's more colors than what we can actually see here. And so as you walk physically on the light ship, you're going to be walking probably about 3 steps. And every 3 steps, you're going to be into a different frequency of energy. And you're going to find yourself stopping at different ones that you want to actually have more healing in. So this is where you are right now. We're going into another location. And this location is where they have the magnet energy, like little floating magnets. And again, you're levitating. And these magnets are coming around you. The light beings are moving them through mental telepathy. And they're now forming different patterns around you. And here we go. You're going to feel your body probably vibrate down here a little bit here as you become more light, get more balanced. I'm going to do one more healing for you people as you're on the light ship. I want to put you into time. A lot of people are ahead of time and behind time. If you're ahead of time, then it's very hard to be in the spirit energy of the divine. If you're behind time, it's the same process. So what we're going to do is go back 1 month into the future, where you should not be. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. So we're going to go 4 weeks in the future, back right now, or moving back. So we'll just go down, do the same type of chakra clearing. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Now we're going 3 weeks back. You may actually feel your body shifting as you become more conscious. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And number 2, 2nd week. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And number 1, 1 week away. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And now we're going to bring you right into the moment right now. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So kind of note, see how you feel. Now we have the people who live in the past. We'll bring you back forward right now. So we're going 4 weeks in the past here. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 weeks. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 2nd week. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 week. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And bring you right into this present moment in the now. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So you should feel a lot better right now, because you're now in the present moment and you're with the light energy. If you're not in the moment, you're not in the light. And you don't want to be in the mind energy, because the mind was not created by the light. There's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of false teachings. And remember, if it's not in the now, it's not in the light. Very, very simple. So we'll do one other healing here. We're going to go into another room on the creation light ship. And we're going to go into the room where they're going to help us to relieve some stress from our bodies. And we're very lucky, because what we're having right now are the females helping us out here. So they're at our feet, actually, rubbing our toes. So you may want to take your shoes off, and you're actually going to feel your energy of your toes kind of get relaxed. They'll work with your feet, work with the meridians on the bottom of your feet. And they're also now working on your shoulders, on your neck, releasing tension. So kind of maybe move your head around a little bit here, back and forth. You know, just kind of feel their love energy coming into you. And I'm going to put some music on so that you're able to just enjoy this wonderful experience here. Another location on the light ship, and this room is where they're going to give us different types of oxygen to breathe. They'll help us with our lungs. So we're going to bring in the energy of oxygen number 4 right now, and we're going into a large chamber. It's a round circle, a sphere. It's like clear glass. It's about 12 foot in diameter, and we're levitating, and these light beams are putting on us some special cream. The cream looks like it's turquoise to me right now. They have all different colors. And so here we go. And you're going to have oxygen put into your body under pressure. We're going into another location. And this is where they have the large cylinder. It's silver, and it's like bubbly water, like Alka-Seltzer. And we're going into this, too. This is going to help to detoxify your body. So number four oxygen is down here for us to breathe. So, again, take a deep breath. And you may actually sense a change in the oxygen. You're having this up on the light chip also. And we're going to go into one other location right now. This is where they'll be working with our eyes and our ears. So if you have any concerns there, request healing. And we're going into another special room where they're going to be working with us if we have any cancer cells in our body, any tumors, etc. I'm not allowed to see what they see, but we're standing in front of this beautiful opaque piece of glass about an eighth of an inch thick. Lights up red and orange where they detect cancer in our body. And everybody then is escorted to the healing room, and you're now having work done to you. So again, if you have a concern there, request your healing. I'm also seeing people having maybe shoulder problems. They're working with your shoulders.
Brian, and I have a special request.
Yep. How do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel wonderful, and have a special request.
Okay.
For one of our listeners, Sylvia, in Toronto, has a birthday today. It would be wonderful if we could maybe go to the food court or somewhere on the ship and have a little birthday chocolate.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So for the people that are new on this radio program, the Creation Lightship has what we call a food court, and there are light beings there that actually do eat food. Remember, they're here in their original spirit energy, but they take on the physical life forms for the next incarnation after the ascension. And so we're going now to the food court, and I'm going to have them make a special little birthday cake here, which we can all have a slice of here, and there's a candle on it. And they don't get very large portions, so I'm asking them to give us a piece of cake about an inch square. And believe me, that's a lot. And it'll be like chocolate cake. It looks very good. And they're lighting the candle. And we're all around Sylvia on the light ship right now. She's in the center of us. And the light beams are also around us. And the female light beams on the light ship that sing in perfect pitch and harmony are now doing their little birthday song to her. And so she's having this song sung, and now they're lighting the candle. We can blow it out. And so what I want you to do is actually feel it, this piece of cake, this chocolate in your hand. Okay, it's in your right hand. And put your left hand over it and kind of move back and forth, and you're going to find that at some point, about an inch high, your hand will not go down any lower. Just be very sensitive. Don't go real fast. You're going to feel that energy in your hand. Okay, and so now we're going to be taking this piece of birthday cake, this very, very refined chocolate. It's now going into our mouth, and we're having this experience right now. Wow, is it rich? So you may find your saliva changing. It is delicious. So this is your own experience here. If you find your saliva changing, you are eating this piece of birthday cake, and you may find yourself very full in about 1 minute here. This energy on the light ship of the food that people eat is just very, very high potency. So, happy birthday, Sylvia. We love having you on the call, and I hope that you had a very wonderful day and that all your days in the future are going to be blessed for you. So we're going into another location, and this location is where we're going into the room with the large waterfall. And there's two waterfalls. One waterfall has the violet energy, and the other one is pure silver light energy, liquid light energy. So we're going to first go into the silver waterfall, and it's going to do some auric cleansing. It'll clean out and cleanse our energetic bodies around us here. You might actually feel your body changing down here energetically. Remember, you're up there physically on the light ship. This is not just your spirit. Your physical body is there, and this water does not touch your skin. Okay, and now we're going to go to the next one where the violet energy is, the violet waterfall. And each one has their own vibrational frequency, and we're in that right now. And you may actually feel your body changing as this is caressing your auric field and doing healing work with you. So request your healing. And we'll go on to maybe one final room here. And this final room is where they'll be working with our reproductive organs. So if you have any concerns there, again, request healing. And the doctors will do as much as they can to help you on the light ship right now. I'm being reminded that they need to do some work with some people with internal scar tissue. So we're going into this room now. If you have any scars external on your body, they may be able to help you with that. And also anything internally. And the females are still working with your shoulders and your toes. You might feel your body being very relaxed right now. And so they're working internally with us here. And they're going to do another healing with our bodily fluids. And they're working with our lymph system right now. There we go. Wonderful. This feels great. Again, just request healing. The light only works in the now. It works moment by moment by moment. And so if you ask in one moment, they'll do what they can. And maybe ask again in about 15 seconds because that's a different moment. They do not continuously work with you at all because they can't. Because you have to request your healing. Okay. So it looks like we're going to go to the food court again, and they're going to be giving us a drink. It's looks like a special drink. It's kind of tastes like ginger, sort of. I had a sample of it here, so you can have your own experience here. Tastes very good. So here we go. You have a little vial in your hand. It's about a half a teaspoon. And you're now putting it up to your mouth, and it's going into your mouth, underneath your tongue, and you can have this wonderful experience here. Okay. So I guess we'll come back from the light shift, so we're going into the orientation room. We're out of time there. We've been there for a long, long time because we're going up out of time that we're here, but we're in their physical time where they're physically. The light being doctors now are talking to us, with the teams that work with us, telling us what they found, how much work they've done with us, maybe what we may need next with the next session. And if you're able to bring back the memory, you will. You might get it in your dream state possibly or have the information brought to you in your consciousness. And we're going now into the next room, which is the transporter room. And we're being joined by the pets and animals that we brought up. And we're getting ready to come back. So we're going to be going down a beautiful white light tunnel. And here we are going back down. And now we're here. So you may want to kind of just twist a little bit, see how your body feels. You may have your aches and pains released from you. You may actually feel your body being very stimulated with the light frequency energies that the light ship has. And you're going to actually feel that immense amount of love of creation energy. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was a very wonderful session on the light ship. So thank you very much. And thank you for everyone for being with us for this very special evening. If you'd like to connect with Ron for healings, he does wonderful conference calls each week where you can go to the light ship for an hour at a time, and he does a monthly special 4-hour ascension preparation. healing calls. I think the next one is December 15th. So in any case, you can contact him. The email address is healing@creationlightship.com. You can also look on the website, creationlightship.com, for more information about all of these healings and services. We are on the air every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And until then, much love to all of you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Yes, and if you are interested in having a Creation Lightship healing session, I do those Mondays and Fridays for $20 on a conference call line. And the light beings work with you. Very, very affordable. And it can really help you out. They've had a lot of miracle healings from the light beings with people. So I guess we'll be signing off now. Our next show is going to be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And happy birthday, Sylvia, again. And stay in your heart center. This is where your own divinity is. This is the teachings of Jesus and the Creation Lightship. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't give away your spiritual energy so you can be fully whole and complete. So blessings to all of you, and see you Monday.
Good night.
Good night.